Yes, sir. Lions Center joins us to talk about the game. Frank, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. How's your toe?
Sorry, what was that?
How's your toe? How's your foot? The thing that's keeping you from playing right now.
Everything's coming along. It's obviously frustrating, but we're taking her day by day, and it's trending up.
Good. Well, you were able to see a nice win by the team yesterday, and I have to say, you know, the offensive line was considered before the season started to be maybe the greatest strength of this team, and then injuries have already taken three of the players out of it, and yet I thought they performed extremely well yesterday.
They did. They did incredible. It's a hats off to all five of those guys. It's a hats off to Coach Fraley. I mean, that's kind of what we have always I always preach, you know. It's next man up. Everybody prepares to be the starter, and yesterday they did great, man.
Is there any part of you that's human like the rest of us that sees, like, the guy, the backup to you, step into your job, and you want him to do well, maybe pretty well, but not, like, really, really well?
Not really, to be honest. I just want to win, man. So I just want everybody to do well enough to win, I guess. So I guess that's where I stand on that. I want to win.
What do you do during the game when you're, well, injured yesterday? Are you on the sideline? Are you in the suite? Where are you at?
Yeah, typically I'm on the sideline, but yesterday the trainers wanted me to be on the suite, so I was off my feet.
Oh, that's not too bad an assignment. Well, if you insist, okay.
I'll take it easy.
You know, you need one of them to say to you, you also need to be in a Lazy Boy recliner with some chips. That's how most of us approach the game.
With bottle service.
Yeah, it's actually horrible. It's hard not being on the sideline, man.
Sure.
It is frustrating. There's a lot of just like anxiety because you're not down there with the guys. It was not a fun experience, I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, obviously seeing them do well, but just the – you don't really feel a part of the team, that's for sure, so it sucks.
On the other hand, from a viewpoint of view, and I'm sure the suite that the Lions have is a pretty good one, do you see the game differently as it's happening versus, you know, when you're on the sideline watching the defense play, and obviously when you're in the middle of things, especially you know, so frequently you can't see what's actually happening because you got a guy's fist in your face?
Yeah, no doubt. You definitely – it was like watching the tape. So it was like being the eye in the sky. So I definitely saw things a little differently for sure.
Yeah. Now, there was a great story, Frank, from your room, the offensive line room, about Dan Skipper, who I knew Dan Skipper, but I did not realize until he came into the interview room yesterday that he had been cut. He said he'd had 20 contracts already NFL. And as he joked, they're not worth the paper they're printed on because you get signed to a deal and then you get cut. And he had never made a team in 6 years.
We had to cut it, Ed, if you want to hear
it. Yeah, here it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's my sixth year in the league. I've never made a team. It's tough. You know, you get in and you're just never quite good enough. You're not quite enough. You know, you show up every day and you know, you think you're doing the right things, and just for whatever reason, it just doesn't quite work out. I mean, I think I've had 20 NFL contracts. Like, they're not worth the paper they're written on.
And yet, here he is after he's age 27, and Dan Campbell comes to him late in the week and says, listen, you're going to start this game in place of Jonah Jackson. We're going to put you a guard, which is not your position here. You haven't played it since you were a freshman in your alma mater in Arkansas, and get out there. And he goes and starts the game, plays really well. His wife and kids are in the stands, and he got, like, I mean, he's a huge man. I mean, he's like 6'10 and 330. Yeah. But he got all choked up in the press room, and, like, we were getting choked up too. It was such an odd scene. I don't think he's ever been in a press room in his life. I don't think anyone's ever asked him to come, you know, be the center of attention. What are your thoughts on you know, him as a guy and getting that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, I've known Skip since college. He hosted me on my official visit. We played next to each other for 3 years. And obviously we've been on the lines together for multiple years as well. It's awesome, man. The guy is one of the hardest working people I've ever been around in terms of anything, football, life. He is the definition of hard work, and he's always been that guy, and that's what's had him stuck around in this league. And for him to get his opportunity and then flourish with it is awesome. And I know everybody was just so excited for him, and those emotions are real. It takes a lot of hard work in this league, and for him to get his shot and for it all to come to fruition is pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really beautiful to watch, and you realize how many guys are just like him who are talented, big, strong, and they're just, you know, an inch not as good as the guy who got the job, you know, but an inch isn't very much, and yet they're on the practice squad instead of, you know, the team, and they don't necessarily travel, and they got to wait to get the call, and then all of a sudden it happens, and there you are. And I have to think, in today's football game, Frank, and today's NFL, where injuries are just so rampant and the season's 17 games long and all that, that guys in his type of position, they have to consider that they probably have a pretty good odds of playing before the season is out.
Yeah. It's been and if you don't prepare that way, you won't get your shot. And that's a hat off to him. Like, he does a lot of the reps where, like, leading up to this week was scouting reps, like giving us looks and stuff like that. But for him to stay ready like a true professional has been phenomenal.
Do the practice squad guys go to the meetings with you guys, like, during the week? And I know you practice with them, but are they in the meetings and do everything that the team does?
Yeah. No, yeah, they do everything that the team does.
I'm on Ross St. Brown, and that's only about half the names he actually has. I'm cutting it down. He's got about 12 names. He is turning into the real deal. I mean, he's a threat as a receiver. He had a 58-yard run. He's really fast. And when Jared Goff was asked about him, he said he's so, like, steady that if he ever makes a mistake, the whole room looks up and said, what, he made a mistake? He never makes a mistake. Talk to us about him.
Yeah, he is special, man. One of the most competitive individuals I've ever been around, a perfectionist, takes everything like it's the most serious thing in the world about his job, and in year two is a true, true competitor and professional, and he does things the right way. It's cool to see how he's really starting to get in a rhythm, man, because he practices at one speed, he plays at one speed, he does everything at full speed, full competition, the most serious rep of his life, and it's paying off for him. He's incredible.
22 years old. I try to think of what I was doing when I was 22. Wasn't that.
Wasn't football.
No, it wasn't that. And it has to feel good to get a win this early in the season. Last year, you know, under Dan Campbell, that first win didn't come until it really didn't matter.
I remember, yeah.
But here, you know, you're 1-1, and, you know, okay, you got a loss out of your system. Now you got your first win. You know, they always say a win is a win, but when the win comes makes a difference, doesn't it?
For sure. It gives you some appreciation for the work going in. It provides momentum for the season. It's something to really build on, and it's what it's all about, really. So, it's great, but it also doesn't mean anything going into next week, and that's kind of the mentality that Coach Campbell is really trying to get into us. It's one week at a time, keep improving throughout the season, and hopefully wins come out of that for sure.
Is it tougher because this is the third youngest team in the league? You're like one of the veterans on the team now. Is it easier for Campbell's message for a young team, or is it you would like more veterans on the team and they listen more?
I think this team is, obviously young, but mature, you know, like Amon-Ra, for example, like he's 22, but he is a mature vet already. So I think it probably is easier with older guys because they've been around and they understand how it works and how it looks. But I have faith in how our guys are going to handle things.
Will we see you playing this Sunday?
I hope so, man. I'm just taking her day by day. It's obviously been frustrating, but I'm attacking it and hoping to get back.
Well, don't stand near anybody if your toes messed up. Stepping on their foot.
And no dancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of the square dancing that you were normally going to do. Yeah, that's out. Sorry.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah. No, it's more like a fish is going to bite you, I think. That's more common. Well, thanks for coming on with us. As always, we appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Frank Ragnow joining us every Monday here on 760 WJR.